All right, welcome back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, we are from Trade Islam International. It's 6 o'clock spot, and we just returned from the Lahai, which is approximately 8 kilos out of Indonesia, and the informal settlement. And alhamdulillah, we spoke to the Imam there, spoke to a few Muslims there, mashallah. And yes, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept them, dear listeners, and many new Muslims out in that area. All right, back in the studios of Trade Islam International, the engineer is Brother Salim. And yes, he's smiling on the other side, mashallah, working very, very hard. And Genesis, the lines are open for the course. He's waiting to take on your calls. The number to call for the course, inshallah, three participants be waiting for. Number to call, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. We had the finals for the third week last night, mashallah, between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. The winner was Brother Qasim from Zakaria Park. Well done to him. Whilst waiting for the announcements to come through and for the contestants to come through, reminder, 854-1548 is the number to call. We also have Mayyat's announcement, Genesis. Happiness on one side, sadness on the other side. Allah forgive all the marhumin. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant sabri jameel to the family members. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant the highest maqam and stage. Intended to firdaus for all the marhumin. Make dua for the marhumin that have passed away. Allah mafirhum warhamu wa sakinu fil jannah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Janaza of Marhum Abu Bakr Bulbulia, also known as Baker. The Janaza will leave from 21 13th Street in Firadadorp in Pageview. The Janaza will leave in the house at 9 o'clock tonight, inshallah, and Janaza namaz thereafter at the nuclear Qabristan. I repeat, the Janaza of Marhum Abu Bakr Bulbulia, also known as Baker. Janaza leaving from 21 13th Street in Firadadorp, Pageview. The Janaza leaving the house at 9 o'clock tonight, inshallah, proceeding the after to the nuclear Qabristan. Allahumma ghfirhum warhamhum wa sakinhum fil jannah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alright, listeners, if you want to participate tomorrow night, for example, even if you want to, secure your spot for the quiz, you can send a message to this number. It's 072-071-3684. It's 072-071-3684. Or you can email this to im at radioislam.co.za. Yes, listeners, lot of a gobsmacking 60,000 rands is up for grabs this Ramadan, when each evening, inshallah, three participants will be walking away with 1,000 rands regarding the question based from Qur'an Kareem, stories of the Ambiya alayhi salatu wassalam, general knowledge, and also politics. Like I said, the brain of the day will receive 1,000 rands and proceed onwards to a weekly final, where much more interesting challenges await. Contest, inshallah, every day just after 6 o'clock. Number to call for the quiz tonight, inshallah. I'm all alone tonight again. Number to call for the quiz, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. We're waiting for the contestants to come through, inshallah. Yes, listeners, also after the Isha, inshallah, we have the Tafsir of the Qur'an Kareem. We have the global politics after 10 o'clock tonight, inshallah, Tafsir of the Qur'an Kareem from different venues, Maulana Rawat, as well as Mufti Mank, and discussions regarding how to implement the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our lives and souls, inshallah, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. All right, Brother Salim, do we have our contestants on the line? He says just a few more minutes. 011-854-1548 is the number to call. We're taking a break, inshallah. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the contestants. Don't go away. All right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. MashaAllah, we do have our three contestants on the line. And the first contestant, line number one, we have Sister Zainab. Zainab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Ben.
Wa alaikum
assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for your participation, sister. All the luck, okay?
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Line number two, we have Brother Abu Zakir, two men tonight and one female. Abu Zakir, my brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
MashaAllah. Where are you calling from, Abu Zakir?
Peter Maritzburg.
Oh, Peter Maritzburg, MashaAllah. How's the weather that side?
A bit cold, not so bad, but...
A bit cold, mashallah. Jazakumullah. Abu Dhakir from Peter Maritzburg and anonymous brother on line number three. Brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you.
Wa alaikum salam, Murana. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and how are you, my good brother?
Alhamdulillah. What's your dua?
Mashallah. You okay, my brother?
See, I just got a bad flu.
You got a bad flu?
Yes.
Okay. All right, my brother. Allah give you shifa, okay? Put some salt in the nostrils. Whatever is inside will come out. Okay. My brother, where are you calling from, Lens?
Yes.
MashaAllah. All the luck, okay? Zainab, we forgot to ask you, Ben, where are you calling from?
Indonesia.
Oh, you're from Indonesia. Okay, sister. You're familiar with the rules of the contest, sister. You've got 7 seconds to answer the questions, okay?
Okay.
The winner gets 1,000 rands. Let's commence. We're going to be asking each contestant 5 questions. Sister, what is your category? Your first question.
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay, sister. Listen attentively. Here goes your first question, Abba Zainab. How old was Ismail alayhi salam when his brother Ishaq alayhi salam was born? 10 years, 14 or 15 years old?
14.
MashaAllah, sister. Excellent. Well done. First point on the board for tonight goes to Sister Zainab from Lanesha. MashaAllah. Abu Dhakir, Peter Harrisburg, my brother. Are you ready for your question?
Ji.
Okay, what is your category, brother?
What choice do we have?
What choice do you have? The choices you have is nature, soccer, parachuting, paragliding, or swimming. Paragliding. You got Quran, you got stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, we got Islamic history, we got general knowledge, and we got politics.
Okay, Quran, inshallah.
You're gonna go with Quran, my brother. You're a hafiz of the Quran Kareem?
Ji.
MashaAllah. Performing Tarawih as well?
Inshallah, yeah.
Where, which masjid?
No masjid, just on our own.
Oh, on your own?
Yeah.
You and the wife?
No.
Okay, my brother. Quran Kareem question, here goes your question, okay?
Yeah.
Abu Dhakir. It's a multiple choice question. In which surah of the Quran Kareem does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discuss laws of hunting with trained dogs? 1. Baqarah. 2. Surah Ma'idah. Or 3. An'am.
Surah Ma'idah.
Surah Ma'idah, mashallah. Is the correct answer, my brother? You go hunting?
No, not.
Never went?
No, not.
What about fishing?
No, not fishing, Munchak.
You've got the beach just at your doorstep, Durban, and we haven't been fishing, my brother. We'll go together next time, inshallah, okay?
Inshallah.
Fishing and hunting. Abdul, the brother from Lens. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Alaikum salam.
You okay?
Yes.
Alright, what is your category, my brother?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. You're going to go with Islamic history. Okay, my brother. All the luck. Here goes your question. If you get it incorrect, you're going to have to pay me tonight. Who was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's elder daughter? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha or Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha?
Asma.
Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha is the correct answer. MashaAllah. 1 point comes up your way, brother from Lens. We're happy for you. Zainab, your second category, sister. What do you want to ask? What do you want to ask to ask you?
Quran.
Quran. Okay, the first question was from stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Now we're asking you from the category which is Quran Kareem. Are you ready, Appa?
Si.
Was Surah An-Nisa revealed before or after the Hijrah?
Before.
Okay, why you say before, Papa?
I take a guess.
No, it's not correct, sister. It is after Hijrah. The correct answer is after Hijrah. Okay.
Okay.
Abu Zakir, Peter Marisburg, brother.
Okay.
What area are you from? Raise it up. Okay, it's fine, don't worry. What's your category, brother? You said Quran Kareem for the first question. Second question from which category?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam, mashallah. Here goes your question, multiple choice question, okay?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, besides Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which other Nabi had more than one name? 1. Only Musa, alayhi salam. 2. Only Isa, alayhi salam. 3. Musa and Isa, alayhi salam.
And number 3.
And what is your proof for that, brother? You sound so confident. What is your proof for that?
Musa was known as Kalimullah. And Isa, Ruhullah.
Besides Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which other Nabi had more than one name? That was the titles given by the ulama. to the Nabis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because he spoke to Musa, he spoke to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wa kallam Allah Musa taklima, etc. My brother, the correct answer is, yes, what you say is correct. You said number one, eh?
No, I said number three.
You said number three?
Yes.
No, my brother, it is Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam.
Both of them.
You said, sorry, that's what you said, number three. But the correct answer is only Isa alayhi salam.
Okay.
Okay. The correct answer is only Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, my brother. Jazakumullah. Alright, we continue, inshallah. We have our third contestant on the line, and we have brother on the line. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Assalamu let's go for Islamic history.
You're going to go with Islamic history again? Okay. You by any chance a historian, brother? You authored any kitabs, any books?
No, no.
Oh.
Media and then.
See?
I do read.
Read, mashallah.
Listen to the, Radio Islam. That's my.
See. Now you sound very intelligent, brother.
We shall.
Okay, here goes your question. You say Islamic history, nah?
Yes.
Okay. Question is multiple choice question. Dajjal will first appear between 1. Sham and Yemen, 2. Sham and Iraq, or 3. Sham and Egypt.
Sham and Yemen
is the incorrect answer, my brother. It is Sham and Iraq. The Dajjal will first appear between Sham and Iraq. That is the correct answer.
Okay.
Okay, good friend. So far each contestant has just 1 point, mashallah. Let's see how we're gonna go. Zainab, what is your category, sister?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. Okay, Apa, here goes your question. Short question, short answer. What is the busiest port in Africa?
Johannesburg.
Apa, I would like you to show me where the port in Johannesburg is, because I would love to go with my boat there. I would love to go fishing there, Apa. Where is the port in Johannesburg? Please do tell me.
I didn't hear the question properly.
Oh, sorry. So what did you hear, Apa? Alright, I just thought maybe there's a port in Johannesburg, Brother Sarina, we don't know about. The question we asked you, Apa, is what is the busiest port in Africa? P-O-R-T. Okay, give it another chance, Apa. The busiest port in Africa.
I don't know.
Blue Lagoon, Durban. See?
Okay.
No, Apa, it's not the Blue Lagoon. It's not the Blue Lagoon there. The answer is Port Said out in Egypt. Okay, Ben?
See?
Jazakallah, we're all learning, Apa. We all make mistakes, we're all learning, okay? Sorry for that if it wasn't too clear for you. But the correct answer is Port Said in Egypt, Apa.
Okay.
Jazakallah for that, Ben. Abu Zakir, Peter Maritzburg, brother, are you there?
Si.
What's your question, your category, brother?
Quran. Can I choose Quran again?
Yeah, you can choose Quran. Okay. Here goes your question, brother. In which surah of the Quran Kareem does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discuss more laws of Hajj? Surah Baqarah, Surah Anbiya, or Surah Al-Hajj?
Surah Hajj. Surah Baqarah, actually.
Brother, you said Surah Baqarah after the clock went. You happy with that? So your first answer was Surah Al-Hajj, and I thought you were going to say Surah Al-Hajj. Sorry, my brother. Surah Baqarah is the correct answer, but you said the correct answer after the clock went.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry for that, my brother. Abdul Hamid, I think it is, from Lanesha. Are you ready, my brother?
Yes.
All right.
Politics.
Sorry? Politics?
Yes.
Okay. You like politics?
Give an easy one. Hold on, give an easy one. Nobody is there with you today, so.
I must give you an easy one. But people are listening, man. You know how it goes. I'll give you an easy one off air, okay, my brother?
Yes.
Okay. What question you want about Julius Malema? or something else?
Anything.
Anything. Okay. Who is the mayor of Cape Town?
Oh, that's Patricia Dello.
MashaAllah, intelligent. Patricia Dalil is the mayor of Cape Town. And if you answer all the questions correctly tonight, we're going to make you the mayor of Lens. Okay, MashaAllah. So the contest so far, we have Upper Zainab, she's got one right. We have brother from Pietermaritzburg, one right. And the politician from Lens, he's got two rights. MashaAllah. Zainab, are you ready, sister?
She.
Okay, what's your category now, Ben?
Stories of the
Anbiya. Okay. Here goes your question. In the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, which two of his companions in the jail was released? One, the one who dreamt that he was squeezing grapes, or two, the one who dreamt that birds were pecking at his head?
Two. One.
Abba, you got to make up your mind, Abba. One. Okay, we're going to go with one, eh?
Yes.
MashaAllah, it is a correct answer. One is a correct answer, the one who dreamt that he was squeezing grapes. Okay?
Yes.
Abu Dhakir from Pietermaritzburg.
Yes.
Okay, my brother, are you ready? What's your category now?
Quran again.
No, you chose two from Quran Kareem already.
Oh, okay.
You can choose from stories of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam now because
okay, I'll take the stories of Anbiya.
Okay, my brother. Here goes your question. Idris alayhi salam lived until the age of 72, 82, or 182?
Number two
is the correct answer, mashallah. It is 82. You took a hell of a guess, a hell of a chance, but it worked for you this time. Okay, Abu Zakir, mashallah, 2 points for you. Brother from Lens, are you there?
Yes.
Right, what's your category now, brother?
Let's go for politics.
You like politics, eh?
Yes.
This brother loves politics. We all hate politics, Salim. Okay, here goes your question, my brother from Lens.
I can't choose. Stories of Lambia, I can't choose.
Sorry, too much of whispering, Zam? Okay.
I do not.
Who's that whispering to you? Brother, your wife?
No, nobody on my side.
Oh, I thought if it is your wife, just make them happy, say yeah, yeah, yeah. But don't say the answer they give you, say the opposite answer. Okay, just on the light side, Brother Salim. Nothing serious. Gee, here's your politics question, my brother. What is the administrative capital of South Africa?
Pretoria.
We said administrative capital, not the capital of South Africa. I knew you were going to say Pretoria, brother. The answer is Cape Town.
Oh.
Okay. Cape Town is the administrative capital of South Africa. All right, one more question, brothers and sisters. Zainab, you have two right. My brother Abu Zakir, you got two right as well. And also, brother from Lens has got two rights. Last, final question.
Oh.
What's your category, Zainab?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Okay, sister, you haven't chosen anyone from Islamic history. Here goes your question, okay?
Yes.
Which form of worship did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam describe as the weapon of the believer? One, salat. Two, zakat. Three, sadaqah. Or four, dua.
Dua.
MashaAllah, sister, excellent. That is a correct answer, dua. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it is the weapon of a believer, a dua is the weapon of a believer, a dua usilah al mu'min. Abu Dhakir, my brother, you got to answer this one to stay in the competition.
Yes.
Do or die, brother, get the answer from wherever you want to get the answer, from your mother in law, your father in law, from your dada, but you got to answer this question correctly.
Inshallah.
Okay. What is your category?
Islamic history.
Islamic history, my good friend. Here goes your question. How many of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wives are buried in Makkah Mukarramah?
One.
MashaAllah, my brother. Excellent, that is a correct answer. It is just one of them. It is Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. That is a correct answer, my brother. MashaAllah. Brother.
Yes.
Are you ready? What's your category, brother? Politics is finished now. You got stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you got Quran Kareem, and you got general knowledge.
Let's go for general knowledge.
I just knew you were going to say that. I think I can read you like a book, my brother. Alright, general knowledge is your preferred category. Okay?
Yes, make it easy.
Here goes your question, good friend. Who was the first president of independent India?
Was it Nehru?
Nehru?
Nehru.
You asking me, or you telling me, or you making mashara with
me?
You asking me, brother? No. The first president of independent India is...
Gandhi.
Gandhi?
No one, it is Nehru.
No, brother. It is Rajendra Prasad, whoever he was. Rajendra Prasad, he was the first president of independent India.
That was a thing, yeah. That was.
Okay, my brother.
Achoo.
Anyway, I don't know who that guy was. 23 minutes past 6 o'clock. My brother from Lens, unfortunately,
okay.
Abu Dhakir and Sister Zainab got 3 points, you got 2 points. But Jazakallah for contesting, my brother.
No problem.
Nice talking to you. Call us back again, okay?
Good luck to the two contestants.
Ameen. And you make dua for us.
Achha, inshallah.
Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, dear listeners, we have, mashallah, two contestants. We have 3 points each. We have Zainab and Abu Dhakir from Pietermaritzburg. We're going to be taking a break, inshallah. When we come back, we're going to be posing to them the sudden death question. Whoever gets the correct answer or closest to the correct answer will be the winner of 1,000 rands tonight. Jazakumullah. Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again, dear listeners. And yes, it's now time for the sudden death question between Sister Zainab from Lanesia and Abu Dhakir from Pietermaritzburg. Zainab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, sister, and we have line number two, brother Zakir Abu Dhakir. Abu Dhakir, we welcome you once again, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Okay, so brothers and sisters, we're going to be asking you one question each. You've got to say the correct answer, or if not, you've got to say closest to the correct answer. And the person who gives the answer or closest to the correct answer will be the winner of 1,000 rands tonight. Okay, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Alright, Zainab, 7 seconds to answer the question. Okay, Ben? So you got to say something in 7 seconds. Whatever it is, you got to say something. Okay. Sister Zainab, we go with you first, sister. Here's your question, Appa. When did Brazil gain independence?
1964,
sister. Alright. And what happened before 1964? There was no independence.
I don't know.
Alright. Let's speak to our brother Abu Zakir from Pietermaritzburg. Abu Zakir, are you there, brother?
Yes.
Okay. Here goes your question, my friend. When did Argentina gain independence?
1975.
Ya Allah, I don't know where you're putting all these answers from. I said closest to the correct answer, not furthest from the correct answer. Brother Salim, they said furthest from the correct answer. Alright, we're going to have to do some additions and subtractions here. Let us see how many, who's got what right here, inshallah. The first question we asked is when did Brazil gain independence? Yes, the correct answer there is 1822. The correct answer is 1822. And our sister said 1964. So sister, you are approximately, how many years? 142 years behind the correct answer. It's about 5 lifetimes, Appa. 5 lifetimes. 142 years. Alright. My brother, where are you?
I'm here.
Ji, what did you say again?
I think 1975.
You see, you're not even sure what answer you said.
Just
I never asked you for your birthday, brother. We asked you, when did Argentina gain independence? The correct answer is, it was very, very far from your answer. The correct answer is 1816, brother. 1816, you said 1975. You were approximately 165 years away from the correct answer. Am I correct? 165 years away from the correct answer. There's about 10 lives, brother. But sister, yours was closest to the answer, although very, 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 very far in reality from the correct answer. Your answer is 142 years away from the correct answer. So sister, although it's six lifetimes away, you are the winner. Sign up, you are the winner, mashallah. 1,000 rands coming up your way, sister.
Jazakallah.
We can't say congratulations and well done and this and that because you were very, very far from the correct answer, sister. 142 years away from the correct answer. But well done, Appa, okay?
Si.
You win 1,000 rands and you automatically qualify for the weekly finals.
Si.
Alright, sister. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Walaikum assalam.
Abu Zakir Peter Maritzburg.
Si.
I don't know what to say, brother. 165 years away from the correct answer, but it was a very difficult one, Abu Zakir. It was a difficult one, and if somebody asked me, I would have also said 1960, 1975, you know, somewhere there. But the correct answer is 1816, okay, my brother?
Yes.
We're all learning. Jazakumullah, Poluchalu Maaf, and it was lovely talking to you, my brother.
Jazakumullah.
All the best for the Ramadan, for the Tarawih Salah, and you make dua for us. You can contest again, okay?
Inshallah.
Please do so. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, it is 27 minutes to 7 o'clock. Your Tune Trail Islam International. MashaAllah, congratulations to the winner, Sister Zainab from Malaysia. She is the winner for tonight's 1,000 rands. Alright, until later on, from Islam Muhammad Khalafi Amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.